Episode 222 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How you doing today? Are you ready to start a new book? Let's read the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. And this week, we're in the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Greetings from Paul. I was chosen to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. God chose me because that is what He wanted. Greetings also from Sosthenes, our brother in Christ. To God's church in Corinth, you who have been made holy because you belong to Christ Jesus. You were chosen to be God's holy people, together with all people everywhere who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of the grace that He has given you through Christ Jesus. In Him you have been blessed in every way. You have been blessed in all your speaking and all your knowledge. This proves that what we told you about Christ is true. Now you have every gift from God while you wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to come again. He will keep you strong until the end, so that on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes, you will be free from all blame. God is faithful. He is the one who has chosen you to share life with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I beg all of you to agree with each other. You should not be divided into different groups. Be completely joined together again with the same kind of thinking and the same purpose. My brothers and sisters, some members of Chloe's family told me that there are arguments among you. This is what I mean. One of you says, I follow Paul, and another says, I follow Apollos. Another says, I follow Peter, and someone else says, I follow Christ. Christ cannot be divided into different groups. It wasn't Paul who died on the cross for you, was it? Were you baptized in Paul's name? I'm thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. I'm thankful because now no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I also baptized the family of Stephanas, but I don't remember that I myself baptized any others. Christ did not give me the work of baptizing people. He gave me the work of telling the good news. But He sent me to tell the good news without using clever speech, which would take away the power that is in the cross of Christ. The teaching about the cross seems foolish to those who are lost, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. As the Scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will confuse the understanding of the intelligent. So what does this say about the philosopher, the law expert, or anyone in this world who is skilled in making clever arguments? God has made the wisdom of the world look foolish. This is what God in His wisdom decided. Since the world did not find Him through its own wisdom, He used the message that sounds foolish to save those who believe it. The Jews ask for miraculous signs, and the Greeks want wisdom. But this is the message we will tell everyone. Christ was killed on a cross. This message is a problem for Jews, and to other people it is nonsense. But Christ is God's power and wisdom to the people God has chosen, both Jews and Greeks. Even the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. Even the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, God chose you to be His. Think about that. Not many of you were wise in the way the world judges wisdom. Not many of you had great influence, and not many of you came from important families. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. And God chose what the world thinks is not important, what the world hates and thinks is nothing. He chose these to destroy what the world thinks is important. God did this so that no one can stand before Him and boast about anything. It is God who has made you part of Christ Jesus. And Christ has become for us wisdom from God. He is the reason we are right with God and pure enough to be in His presence. Christ is the one who set us free from sin. So, as the Scriptures say, whoever boasts should boast only about the Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. In this chapter, Paul tells us that even in the very early church, some division had crept in, which confirms once again Ecclesiastes 1:9, which says, "What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun." As a race, people don't really change. Even today, divisions happen within churches. Factions form. Disagreements happen. Preferences clash. Listen, people are people. These unfortunate things happen in any organization that has more than one person in it, don't they? My goodness, even in my own one-man business, I have disagreements with myself. There are many reasons that divisions and disagreements are not good, but the main reason that Paul points out is that the central idea of the church gets lost. Paul says, "By the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I beg all of you to agree with each other. You should not be divided into different groups. Be completely joined together with the same kind of thinking and the same purpose." He says it in a nice way, but in essence, he gets out the big stick when he says, "By the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ." It is as if the Lord, which means the big boss or the master, himself is telling them this. And Paul says, "Get it together, folks. Focus on the main thing." What is the main thing? He tells us in verse 23, "But this is the message we tell everyone. Christ was killed on a cross." The full meaning of that phrase is that Jesus purchased their salvation by shedding his blood for them. It's the message of salvation, and that should be our only focus. We should not be separated by the kind of music we sing, the kind of clothes we wear, whether someone has tattoos, or anything else. When we focus on those things, people who don't yet know Jesus see nothing different about us than any other organization. Except perhaps it's even worse when they see it in the church, because they know that we're supposed to represent a loving God. They say, "What a bunch of hypocrites," or, "Why should I join them? I can fight at work or at home or at the Rotary Club." Jesus said in John 13:35, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Sometimes it's not easy, but that's a topic for another time. Just know that it is possible when you see your opponent through the eyes of Jesus. I'm glad you joined me today. How about inviting a friend to join us tomorrow? It's easy to do. Over at Bible.LifespringMedia.com, you can find the show notes for this episode, and there are easy links you can use to share this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Tumblr, Pinterest, and even email. Go on over there and let your friends know that you're enjoying a Monday through Friday reading and short devotional time with the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. You can write to me at steve@LifespringMedia.com, and I try to answer each mail, and I appreciate all of them. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.